Bruce, how far into it did you get?
I read a lot of Gitas. I don't think I read all of the Bhagavad Gita. But I know the gist and I've read most of it. I've read a lot of different Gitas. One of my favorites is the Astavakra Gita, which is really interesting.
I read it so long ago. It's interesting to me. The only thing that really stuck with me that I still think about is that line where it says that a body close to God is slim and free of cravings. I don't know why that's hit me, but I think about that a lot. Being free of cravings. I mean, I think pretty much everyone I know is addicted to something. I'm addicted to green tea like crazy.
That's supposed to be slimming.
Yeah, but it's not just the free of cravings thing is the part that hits me. I mean, I don't believe in a God as in like an entity, but I'm really fascinated by religions. There's a lot of interesting stuff in all those texts.
Do you crave to be free of craving?
Oh yeah. Well, I'm just curious about that because it's like, how do you get to that state? Like I've cut out sugar, you know, and if anyone in here has ever done that, it's terrible for a little while. I mean, it's terrible. I mean, they found that sugar is more addicting than cocaine, right?
I want to address that. I never had issues with the sugar, by the way. So I was quitting sugar and I quit it for like 2 years. I'm back on sugar. I enjoy sugar and I remain skin because there is a lot of love within me. And if you have love within you, that will not be bad for you. But I never had problems quitting addictions. When I was younger, I used to smoke cigarettes since I was teen. I was quitting every year. And at some point, I was like, oh, it doesn't taste nice anymore. I quit. If I decided to quit sugar, I just quit. It's not difficult, to be honest. I think it depends maybe on the person. But it's not that difficult. I think people are so... They love sweet flavor so much, they say it's more addictive than cocaine. Because it's easy access. You can go downstairs to the shop and buy a sweet lollipop. But if you wouldn't have that, that's not addictive. The physical addiction barely exists there when it comes to sugar. That's my belief. You will not start shaking. You will not start sweating. It's fine.
It sounds like you're probably in Europe. And I grew up in Sweden, so I can say, like, in America, the diet here, when I'm talking about sugar, it's very different in Europe than it is here. So I definitely experienced sugar addiction here in a way that I did not in Sweden. But it sounds like you have a strong external locus of control, which is great. Or internal locus of control. Sorry, it sounds like
why is that great?
That's a great mindset.
Why is it?
Because you can control your surroundings and your life much better when you hold yourself responsible. When you don't, like, if your innate reaction to a bad thing happening is "Oh, poor me! Why is the world so awful?" You're going to have a lot harder of time in life than if you say, "What did I do to cause this, and how can I prevent it in the future?" It's just a better philosophy to have. But as far as like addiction goes, so like it's great that you have an internal locus of control. But I can say, like, what I was saying initially is when I did cut out sugar after I had become addicted to it in America, it was awful at first. But then afterwards, the idea of French fries, like, or I'm talking about like carbs and sugar,
don't make,
like,
fun of my foods now. Jeez.
I still to this day cannot eat a donut. It is disgusting to me. It's disgusting.
I eat McDonald's twice a week, and I eat McFlurry nearly every day.
You what?
And
what
do
you
eat
every day? Listen, hold on.
I'm just. I'm not. He eats McLaren, the great auto manufacturer. If I heard him correctly.
I'm not
cookies today. and my HRV is massive and my heart rate is low and I haven't exercised in 6 months. Fuck you all.
I'm just okay. I'm not trying to cause contention, but I'm just like going back to the Bhagavad Gita and that line. What's interesting to me is like ridding your body of all cravings, because you probably do have cravings that you're just not aware of. Like you're not paying attention to it. There probably is something that you feel like you need to get through the day. Like yeah, I can't sugar. Imagine the, you'd basically have to become a monk.
I'm sorry, but are we being advised by a girl with a high heart rate and a low HRV?
I have a low HRV. My HRV might be off the charts massive because it's going so fast.
The lower your viable HRV because the beat-to-beat interval is so low.
Yeah, maybe mine's like crazy high. Maybe mine's like so out of this world that it's also high HRV.
I doubt it. I put one of my favorite books at the top, Sefi, if you wanted to read that. It's one of my favorite Gitas. Mm. It's the Astravakra Gita. Astravakra means in Sanskrit, it means eight deformities or eight bends in the limbs. And it's a dialogue between the sage Astravakra, who is like a young kid who's basically crippled, and King Janaka. It's like a treatise on what is God, what is the self, like what is the reality of mind and stuff. It's like the highest level.
What's the highest level?
Of these sort of Gitas, yeah. It's probably the highest level.
It's the highest level Gita?
I think so, yeah.
What level is it?
It's the absolute level.
Level 100. Like just like the HRV scale.
Certainly above whatever crappy Gita you were talking about. That'd be super low level. Bottom feeding Gita.
It's like the kind of shit you read after you've mastered your relationship to sugar.
I think Grin's like angle, the way he sees the universe, is particularly unique. I can never really fully like predict what comes out of Grin's mouth, which is really fun.
I think you'll like this book, by the way, Grin. It's like an hour's reading. It's quite nice. It's very light. Yeah, it's nice. I think you'll like it. It's almost a poem as well.
I take about an hour on the toilet, so that's the perfect length. But where's the book? I keep looking up top, and I don't see it in the links with all the wonderful links everyone should save.
I think you just got to go left, and you'll find it.
I am. I'm as far as left as I can swipe.
When you go to my timeline, then it's there.
Okay, I'll go to your timeline. You got me.
If you look at this is offensive. This is actually like the most offensive thing I've said, so it probably won't offend anyone in here because we seem to have tipped the scales, like the poles are shifted. But if you look at the hierarchy of deities in Hinduism, it's identical to Abrahamic deity hierarchy. You know, you have Brahman, which is the alpha and omega. It's everything. You have, like, if you look in Abrahamic religion, like, you have tiers. Like, you have the cherubim and seraphim. And in Islam, you have the jinn. I mean, it's essentially polytheistic. So it's the same layout. You have a hierarchy of angels.
You're right. Because there's a hierarchy, it's exactly the same as anything else that contains a hierarchy. I see.
I'm concerned, Bruce.
You gave me this holy book. I know you're being sarcastic, but like the idea that there's an all-encompassing God that is the beginning and the end and everything, and that all the other gods, we don't call them gods in Abrahamic religion, they're called angels.
But Abrahamic religion, there's a growing amount of evidence, and a lot of biblical scholars nowadays recognize that the ancient Hebrews actually were not monotheists, but they were monolatrists, meaning that although there were more than one God, they recognized only one God as their God. And so,
about all this God stuff, but let me tell you something. If I read this treatise, this Gita, Bruce, what's going to happen is I have to not do spaces to do this, and then Zeph price goes down.
No, the mole.
It's going to upset everybody in here.
No,
Zeph price is taking care of itself, my friend, if you look at it. It's been an hour. Another go at it.
Itself. It's going up because we're here.
Spend an hour on this.
I have a week's worth of data on this. As soon as the space ends, the price goes down about 7%. And then we wait until the space starts the next day. And then we hit all-time highs.
Should we see what happens if I disappear for a week?
That would enact the death spiral. It would be like Dokkan being arrested.
I had this thought that as we are getting closer to each other, we should organize a holiday together. That would be filled with meditation. I was thinking some nice place like Italy, somewhere remote, that we could go together and meditate to train our HRV and so on. And I wonder what Coach Bruce thinks about this, but I would be very keen on something like this.
Are you bringing your tiny wife? Sorry.
No, my wife is not into that stuff. She likes the city, you know. She likes the hot pot with her friends and stuff like this. She's not into that type of things. So I let her be.
I don't have nearly enough Zeth to like go on holiday with y'all, but if y'all want to use some of your Zeth on me, like, I'm cool.
Hey, look, I can't be using my Zeth on holidays and shit. I've got to kill like future AI robots with my money. Why do you think I'm on Twitter Spaces like for the last decade or whatever the fuck we've been on this, collecting bitcoins and cryptos and whatever else, right? I have a secret mission that, well, now that I've revealed it to the AI, I'm fucked, but like, you know.
Don,
you're gonna go ahead.
Don, I like your idea, but I don't think anyone here is interested in true spirituality or meditation, or inner inquiry or liberation or realizing God. I think they're into money, so I have to opt out on that. But maybe we could do a couple's holiday together.
I have a battle to fight.
I would love to meet God. I'm not invited though, am I?
I think Gara.
I think saying meet God is a little disrespectful to God, okay, because you don't expect the meeting God, right? Like I think when it comes to God, you know, and I'm not always straight with God.
Did
I don't
you just
know.
Say he?
Oh yeah, God
you
is
just
a man. Sure,
refer.
There is no question about
no
this.
Fucking
God
way.
God is a man.
Hold on.
Very high testosterone levels.
Gauro has a sort of question here. Like, I think he's been trying to get in for a while. Let's see what's he got to say. Hey, Gauro, what's going on? You're new here.
Hello. I just want to ask if I can mine Sapphire with my new MacBook M3 Max.
You cannot. I'm sorry.
There's some way. There's some way somehow that you'd be able to do that.
Yeah, you can do all that, but it's like
it's not, all it's ones effective. And it's all ones and zeros.
Yeah,
the answer is yes.
It can be, but it's not effective. Don't do that.
We don't want you to.
It's not the best. I want him to, but we want him to be fruitful, and that may not be that fruitful of a path because the Zeph is made for like PC CPU type stuff, not fancy schmancy stuff.
Yeah, you want to get like an AMD Ryzen something or another.
Hmm. Does anyone have any spiritual questions? I'm here for you.
I think MP3 does. MP3, what you been up to, man?
Hey, what's up, Coach and fucking Seppy? Miss you guys. Holy shit.
I don't know about that, but did you get yourself any Zeph to join the club here?
Does this guy have one Zeph?
One.
Not one. I tried looking up on CoinMarketCap the day that Coach was like, I own Zeph now. I own Zeph. I'm like, what the fuck is this? The $10. I'm like, what is this? What is this? And it's at $25 now. You 2.5 on it.
Listen, MP3, did you ask a bunch of stupid questions? Did you go midwit or did you just go and buy the thing?
Bro, I went on CoinMarketCap and I could not find the motherfucker. Just like I can't
it's
find
on,
it now.
It's on Mexi or whatever it is. Like
I only see like a Zeph like swap with UniC. But that's about it. Like I don't see you by yourself.
Yeah, what it is it's actually a ticket to a Disney World ride. See, that's why everyone's getting it. That's what I've been told, at least. You know, like, it's on this little exchange called Mexi, M-E-X-C. It's like some little retard exchange. You go there, you play, you get yourself one, just hold on to it.
Yeah, but why is it not listed on CoinMarketCap or CoinGecko?
It's there. It's on Gecko.
It's on Gecko.
It's on It's on Gecko. I strongly recommend using CoinGecko over CoinMarketCap. Okay. CoinMarketCap.
Now, tell me the benefits over this.
CoinGecko seems to have better breadth of listings on smaller exchanges, especially for like Cosmos tokens and stuff like that. CoinMarketCap has seemed to lag lately, and it's owned by Binance, I think, and it might be pushing their agenda.
It is owned by Binance. And okay, so I feel you on that, and I will definitely look on CoinGecko more because of your statement on that. And I've heard that from other people as well. It's complimented. However, with the Binance being a $4 billion buyout on their, you know, illegal activities over the past 12 years, I don't you think that maybe CoinMarketCap might have
how is this? How is this conversation pumping my bags?
I don't know. He said he went. I don't know.
Just a question. And good to see you, Bruce. I haven't talked to you in a fucking minute. So fucking good to hear from you.
I know, I've been really lonely and upset, and you have never contacted
me. We're excited that you're here, as Zephyr is about to make another all-time high.
MB3, what has happened is, for the last 2 years, we've talked about sort of like other random things, about spirituality, about singing. I don't know.
No, stop. All sorts of Steffi, things. Stop. Ask him about his truck.
Yeah, but he got rid of his truck, I thought.
Ask him what happened.
What happened to the truck?
I wrecked the truck.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus
Christ. So what, okay. What are you doing now since the truck years in Las Vegas and all that stuff?
Dude, lots to catch up on, Coach. Thank you for asking. I'm a cameraman now. I'm killing it. Fucking destroying it.
For a little while, you were building like sleep mattresses or something.
No. I was building computers that put... Never mind.
So never that mind. Did you lose that job or what would happen?
No, I just got busy in productions.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Dude, I'm killing it.
You like, what are you amazing. Producing? What, like some Hollywood shit or what?
I'm working for Usher right now.
Oh, Usher the musician?
Yeah, that little black dude. Yeah, I'm working for him right now. And then I'll do college basketball.
You like shooting family pictures for him or something or what? Like with little kids and everything. You got little animals.
We're doing whatever. A big concert for him tomorrow. And then I'm going to do college basketball the next day, and then professional hockey after that.
All right. Well, at least you've got some work going on. That's good.
Dude, things are good in Vegas.
Nice, nice. Did you go to that Sphere thing? Did you go to the concerts there?
No, I haven't yet.
Okay, cool.
Elon says it's the best concert he's ever experienced, by the way.
You're going to try to get, like, you're going to go to the F1 race there?
It just, dude, Septi, that shit just ended yesterday.
Oh, fuck. It's already over?
It's done.
Jesus, I didn't pay attention. Okay.
I worked at a Jack Harlow concert when that was going on.
I don't know what Jack Harlow concert is.
Yeah, he's a new white boy rapper. Girls love him. Get used to it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so anyway, like... Yeah, we hadn't been talking too much crypto because there's just like too much boring nonsense talk going on. And this thing seems sexier than most things. And that's why we're back on it again.
Yeah, it's honestly,
can you please apologize?
You chose a prime time to get back onto crypto. I really think that.
I'll use the word elegant instead, or maybe like.
I truly believe we're gonna see our last bear at Christmas.
So did you loaded up all your bags and shit already or what?
No, the bull. No, I'm waiting. I have so much fiat on the sidelines.
What are you waiting for?
Christmas. Christmas. I'm going all in on my favorite coins.
You think it's gonna wreck after Christmas?
Yes, I think we're gonna see similar bottoms that we saw in the summer.
I have a question.
So you think it's a little unusual that Bruce and I are sitting here messing around on spaces, fucking around talking about this coin, and you haven't figured out what kind. You need to do other research. That's just very funny.
I have a question. Go ahead.
Yep.
MP3, what is your favorite coin?
I don't have a favorite coin. That's a silly question. Next.
Wait, what is it?
I have a favorite coin. My favorite coin is Zephyr. And the reason is two things. It's making me rich, first and foremost. And secondly, it's making me feel like I have friends. Mm-hmm. And those two things are very nice feelings to have. So that's what makes it my favorite.
Rama, how do you think that I am doing artificially architecting the friend experience for lonely people?
I would say that if I was to give you a rating out of...
Do you feel like you're having the friend experience?
Yeah, I was just going to say, if I felt like people hated me and I felt like they loved me, I would be strongly leaning towards the feeling that people love me. I always have messages that are unread, and I think that's one of the most important things for feeling like you have friends. And then secondly, I have the feeling that people tolerate listening to me on spaces for multiple hours every single day. And I think that's like the second most important thing about feeling like you have friends.
I am glad you feel like you're experiencing friendship.
I don't feel much friendship in this room.
You don't own Zeph.
I do. I just bought Zeph.
She does now.
How many Zeph do you own?
Well, I only sent a test amount, but I'm about to buy more.
Horrible time to buy more. Just saying.
It's MP3. Literally like, what is
MP3? Let me run this by you for just a moment. Then you tell me. Okay. MP3, this is a Monero fork for the most part.
Okay.
That has a very over collateralized stablecoin attached to it within protocol, all private. You can swap from stable to unstable within your wallet.
Man, stop that shit. You're pitching at the wrong level.
MP3, complete privacy.
No,
nobody can tell you're trading.
No, it's the wrong level.
Not the wrong level.
This guy is hanging out with Usher.
It's going to moon more than all the other shit you own. Watch and learn, brother.
Yeah, dude. I am the master of the parabola. Dude, I promise you.
I bought the Apple dump at the .com bottom.
Coach fucking posted about it. Like, dude, I saw Coach's first post about it. And $9 and something cents. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I searched for it, couldn't find shit. And then like still, like, I'm, you know.
Which,
like,
is why it's going up, because it you have to be like in the deep dark corners to get it right now. And nobody's selling because it's like, it took a while to get it.
How rich is Sethi? Sometimes he sounds like the very old man.
I know his exact net worth because we're friends on Facebook.
Does he have like a big mansion? I want to imagine if you can
talk. He has a house that is reasonably sized, but that he designed all of himself. And he has invested significant capital to certain areas of that house, including a nice audio room. And
the CIA just cut off Bruce.
Yeah, dude, in the hottest moment when it was in the audio room and then it cut off.
By the way, dude,
I really want to get married to someone who has a huge house but hates designing things and is like, just fill this castle up. That's like one of my dreams.
You need to talk more about love and less about sex.
Bruce was getting awfully close. Bruce was getting really close. Bruce was getting super close to doxing Sethi. And Zephy being here was protected by the privacy power of Zeph. And Zeph smoked Bruce from the space before he could.
Zephy has talked about his identifying audio characters. Fascination.
Zephy is more doxed than Bruce is, in my opinion. Zephy's
a What do you want to know about Bruce? I'll tell you about Bruce and let Zeph smite me.
Why does Bruce have that stupid ass picture?
I don't really care.
I thought you were going to ask about his accent, but it was picture.
Yeah, why does he have a cow with his eyes bulging out? What does that represent in terms of like his relationship with God?
We're in the bull run, motherfucker!
First of all, it's an ox, and he might feel some fatherly love for the ox token. Second of all, it's got like kind of a crazed and neurotic look to it, which is the opposite of the way that most people want to stylize and characterize themselves on X app, because most people here are posturing and trying to look as cool or based as possible, even if they're total neurotic dweebs. So it's disarming for him to pick the neurotic dweeb cow as his like icon. Well, meanwhile, he's the almost like the total opposite of that altogether.
Grin, I like you, man. Like, I like your mindset. I'm a naked baby because somebody told me I wasn't doc, so I couldn't talk shit. So I changed my PFP to a naked baby. That's the naked baby of me, by the way. It's not. I'm not some weirdo. But I'm like, I'm fully doxed now, bitch.
Yeah, if you put up naked pictures of yourself as a child, that's still inappropriate online. The law will back me up on
I'm
that.
I'm hearing a lot of like neuroticism hate, but
I'm not sure
neuroticism is a prerequisite to success, don't you think? Like, there's a lot of neuroticism slander in here, but if you're not obsessive, I mean, you're going to be another bee.
I think neuroticism and eroticism are two sides of the same coin.
What? Did you say eroticism?
Yeah.
Zane, I find this entire like crypto thing to be just one giant like MMO video game. All of you are my like teammates on the video game. The little numbers going up and down, that's my like video game. And I'm obsessed with video games, so I know how to make the number go up.
Words of a social.
That's the most neurotic thing I've ever heard.
Oh, you
but
don't
it,
even
but it's not
you don't
like
know this,
bad,
you don't,
right?
You don't know the least of it. Yeah.
I don't I think
play DiverQuest, so
I mean you're a doctor, so I can guess.
Ooh, a doctor.
The worst date I've ever been on was with a doctor. I don't think I've ever met someone more. He was so American Psycho and not in a good way.
Did he want to give you an uplift on your breast?
No, he just bragged the whole time about how he leaves alcoholics in the room. And like was not catching my body language.
You told this story before.
Yeah, I was a bad. I've only gotten up and walked out of a date, I think twice. He just had no social skills.
Did he take you to a nice place at least?
I think it was nicer. It wasn't the nicest, but I left before I ate, so I don't know.
That's what counts.
So, like, TGI Friday's nice, or Bennigan's nice?
Yeah, like, no, like, Olive Garden nice. Yeah.
That's a fuckboy date. That's not nice.
I mean, I'm kidding. I don't remember the restaurant, but it was okay. It was, like, candlelit or whatever.
It reminds me of this one time I was in New York and me and my wife, we went to this diner and they had really nice steak. It was like really nice diner. It was like very busy and it was excellent steak. And we were just about the trip to Mexico where like they don't know how to make the good steaks because it's a shithole. And on the food they have, there is tacos and burritos and it was excellent. And she had a steak and I had a burger. And it made me feel like I want to live in New York.
I forgot MP3. I forgot to tell you why Zeph's gonna moon. Are you still there?
Well, go ahead, gentlemen.
So think about this for just a second. Monero has, you know how proof of work works, right? So it has a hash rate of about like 2.5 gigahash per second.
Yeah, I get it.
Something like that.
I understand. I know where you're going with this. Go ahead.
So where is Zeph's at this point? It's about 1.5. What's Monero's market cap? 3 billion. What's this thing's market cap? Like 80 million. So you do the math. What do you think the likelihood is that when you have an in-wallet transfer that you can do between stablecoin and not, that this thing is not going to moon like there's no tomorrow?
Regardless of that, though, it's more the fact of how can the rich man launder their money? And honestly, I know that's...
Yeah,
that's,
every drug dealer on the planet is going to want this one.
Right. At the end of the day, mm-hmm. Like coins like TEL, TET, look into it. It does the same thing that what you're preaching. And they're both mooning. And I'm in TET. So yeah, dude, like at the end
this nerd is in Tet and he's in our Zeph space talking about he's gonna bring Tet to a Zeph space.
Well, tell him to stop before I get really angry and explode and my head boils.
There's coach. Well, the thing is, like, at the end of the day, NFTs, the reason why they prospered is the same reason why this coin will as well.
It's all words. Put your money where your mouth is.
How is this conversation pumping my bags?
Exactly.
Oh, you're learning. You're learning.
You're learning.
She bought the absolute top. What is MP3?
We're
retracing now. We warned her not to. We said she wasn't ready.
You guys trade like buffoons. I already can tell. I don't trade like you guys. I don't stare at the fucking chart and drive myself insane. I just put a little money.
And then I forget
about it, and then I come back to it, and I have a lot of money. It's much
even without looking at the chart, you managed to buy the absolute top. That's amazing timing.
I don't care. It's you like FOMO'd 300, in. 300, 400. I didn't FOMO
in. You were tricked by deceptive people.
We're very charming.
It's like a week of really nice groceries. It's not.
You want to feel part of something. We understand that, but we specifically warned you against it.
No, I know you don't want me to be here. I get it.
I don't mind if you're here. Zephy gave you a Zeph, and you're allowed to be here, but we cautioned you against throwing your money into it because you're still craving things.
Because I'm not close enough to God.
You're close enough. You have one Zeph now. You're a little bit closer.
Is it not written in your law, ye are all God?
I have a couple Zeph. I'm about to get a couple more.
You're just that much closer then.
She sounds so cute when she says that. That's great. Coach has his hand up.
We're not calling on it on purpose.
Go
ahead.
Can I make a claim?
Yes.
I think I am one of the most profitable traders on crypto Twitter.
That's a broad statement. That's a big broad statement. I've done pretty well. I cashed in on Bonk. I was telling all my friends that Bonk is the Solana's fucking Doge. Been killing it. I fucking 21x'd on Bonk in 10 days.
Mm. Well, great. Zeph is the Monero's Luna.
That's true.
But other than that, like, I sold all my e-gold and I'm at the bottom. It sucked. And they did really well. Zeph, you're still holding e-gold, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's going to go up. Watch.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, speaking of Monero, why is it that why would I buy Zeph at 60 million market cap when Haven is a spiritual successor to Monero and it sits at a 6 million market cap?
Because I bought this. That's the difference.
But like at 6 million and it has a Haven BTC, Haven USD, which will be on Sarai. Fucking like every Haven asset you want, you can buy gold on it, right? Like, why wouldn't I just buy Haven and just convert it to gold? And then if Haven drops, I switch back and I make double my Haven.
Well, you could, but you could ask a different question. That question is, why did this one moon all of a sudden?
Well, it mooned for the same reason, you know, why every
it's because Bruce, it's because Bruce and I bought it. That's why it mooned.
Wait. So
distill this to what it is.
But Steffi, when did you and Bruce buy it at? Bruce came out with a public post.
You're thinking too hard. I can feel your brain.
Go ahead. Give me a baby.
Your brain is processing. It's like a mining rig. Your brain is trying to mine, but it's the wrong direction.
Because between the two of us, we know fucking everybody. That's why it went up.
Not just know, but I can make many things happen.
So with Haven being like Luna at 6 million, can we just make it pump to infinity then?
Yeah, possibly. We certainly could.
So we can come to you guys for refunds, right?
Yep. Yes.
Yep.
Sick.
Seffi refunded. You're going to laugh over this, but Seffi refunded about 100 people for Luna. Not like big whales or whatever, but like people who lost under seven figures. He refunded about 100 people he liked.
which is fucking awesome. So respect to that, Sefi. I haven't forgotten that.
Hey, where's my money?
People he likes.
Under 7 figures.
Coach Bruce, I mean, it wasn't bad in here.
I heard Usher was in here.
Fucking, Coach, I miss you so much, man. I miss you so much, Coach. Glad you're back, man. Where have you been, Coach?
Just think about how silly. I've been over here
in the corner listening to Usher. What about
can we
you?
Can we talk about where Coach has been? Can we talk about that?
No, I got to go because I got a thing for like half an hour and then I'll be back if you guys are here. That's a lot. I doubt it. Because Sefi goes to bed soon.
Half an hour. That means you're jerking off to something. What are you?
No, I gotta do a chore. I gotta get some packaging.
I gotta actually work in the morning.
Hey, Coach.
I'll be here tomorrow, though. I'll be here chilling, listening to Usher. What about you?
And I said, yeah.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
You guys know that song from Usher called Yeah?
No, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. That statement's true. Coach, we missed you, bro. We missed you, buddy. We love you.
We appreciate you, Coach.
I feel appreciated.
Coach, have you ever heard the term spiritual narcissist?
Yeah. Many of my exes have described me as that, as they've thrown bits of concrete through my car.
Oh,
there's a pattern with the concrete. That's weird.
No, it's because by the way where I live, it's like a downward sloping driveway and my car is sort of near the edge of the road. And the paving stones that line the driveway are sort of crumbly, so it's the obvious thing to pick up and smash my car with.
You spiritual narcissist! You broke my heart, you bitch! You're not even spiritual. You have no real connection with God, you bitch!
And then they smash my car.
So were you trapped and always like dating the same exact kind of woman that like their actions like repeated, or?
I feel like I keep entering the same kind of relationships with abusive women again and again and again. And it's almost as if God is doing it deliberately just to fuck with me. And I don't know why it happens. I haven't introspected nearly enough to find out why it might happen. But I think it's something to do with the fact that I'm a victim.
It's only because you're 5'8".
It's definitely, it's definitely martyrdom. For sure.
Do you feel safe now, Bruce?
No, not really. I feel like people here are probably just like in group chats talking about me and stuff.
What about like where you're living right now? I understand you're living with a girlfriend. Are you safe with that girlfriend?
No, I think like it's a matter of time before she snaps like all the other ones. Something to do with the fact that I'm on these spaces all the time.
Yes, you have to give them your semen. It's a thing. Seriously, the more semen you give them, the best your life gets. I promise you.
Yeah, that's the way that Mike has handled all your girlfriends and has worked out very well for him.
Yeah, it's an antidepressant.
Women that attack people's cars is you hear about these women, but I don't think I've ever seen one of them in real life.
But they mainly do it when you're not there, right? They come, they sort of drive by, they know when you're at work and stuff. Every time it's happened, I've not even been in. I've just come back to find my car smashed up. And in two of the cases, there was a note. And in one of the cases, there was a text message like, fuck you.
Are we being serious? Are you being dead ass?
Is like 90% of country music is about women like destroying boyfriends' cars because they cheated on them and stuff.
No, I'm serious. But I never cheated. I have many issues that I will detail in other spaces when it's a relevant topic and it's not going to flood our bags or whatever. But yeah, girls have attacked my car and my possessions many times, and they've smashed my car 3 times now with the same concrete. I don't know whether they've told each other about this trick because it seems a little bit too synchronized for my liking.
Sister, if you ever have to break up with Bruce, the concrete is right there. And call me anytime.
I think the most aggressive I've ever gotten with an ex-partner is saying that I hate them and then saying sorry right after.
Right.
I think that's like the...
But if you...
I can't imagine just right, going imagine, for someone's car.
But like, imagine you were dealing with a spiritual narcissist. And when you said, I hate you to them, they just like looked at you with absolute sympathy and empathy and compassion.
I'll pray for you.
And they looked at you with absolute sympathy, empathy, compassion and said, everyone is on the path. And as soon as you give up hate in your heart, that's when you'll be happier. What would you do? Would you wander down my driveway and would you smash my car? Probably, right?
You know what? That is so... Someone in a Twitter space the other day, I was drinking, and they said that they'd pray for me, and they were being completely genuine that they were praying for me because I was drinking. I don't think anything has ever filled me with more rage. Like,
That's what I do.
I doubled down. I was like, no, I'm praying for you, bud.
I'll pray for you.
Dude, that shit, I see it now. Maybe I believe it now.
Yeah, that's the kind of shit I do. Just to,
Zen,
I
you like hang to out make... with some serious weirdos.
You do have a little bit of that lost look about you. Just a little bit of that look like you're just kind of stumbling around. And
you talking to been... me or Coach?
Yeah, I'm talking. We, I'm talking to you. Me? Talking to you.
How
like,
are we shitting on me over this?
No, even without the drinking, I do get a little bit of that sense from your tiny little circle face. Then it's not that your face is circular.
Yeah, I have a square face. I have a very strong jawline.
But it's in a circle. It's within a circle. Are you going to disagree with me?
Oh, okay,
when I see that, I just feel like you do. You do give me a sense of maybe just a little bit lost.
Why wouldn't you get on spaces if you weren't drinking? It's my question.
I can't drink. I drink too much. I think it's why I have kidney stones. I'm actually down with the... I was just exploring alcoholism, but I think it's sick. I mean, if you're going through problems and you're just drinking, then you're happy. I mean, the downside is it's terrible for your body. But mentally, like, I don't see the issue. Maybe I'm not an alcoholic enough.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking? You just said kidney stones. It got me worried because you sound like my age. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, I probably... Is kidney stones like for old people or what?
No,
imagine now.
Seth, you would know.
Hey, imagine that you've just looked up Zefcoin on CoinGecko and you're searching for the hashtags on Twitter and you see a space. It says, what is Zef and why did it just 10x? You join the space about to invest if they say something nice and they impress you. There's a girl there talking about her kidney stones and a man asking how old the girl is. Do you invest?
How is this pumping my bags?
Let's go on CoinGecko right now. CoinGecko, let's fucking find
them. MP3, I've never seen... I know you've been away a long time, and I know there's nostalgia, and I know there's old brotherly love here and stuff, but I've never seen such an unprofessional direction of conversation as the one you've led us down right now.
$32?
I'm upset.
$32? Is that protocol? The fuck? Went up 50% today?
Yeah, that's what you're going to say when it does a CASPA move. Watch this.
What the...
Bro, we told everybody.
Bro, dude, fucking Coach was talking about this at $9.
No, you fool. It was like $5.80.
Bro, you were like, I own Zefcoin at $9. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
I never said that.
Up here, Up brought it up at like $3.
We bought it, but we did a big buy, me and Sefi at $6. And I think I bought between $5.80 and $6.20, like around that range. Was up and down a little bit. It took a while to fill because
I didn't even look at how much it was exactly. I was just
like, I mean, who cares? But I mean, I set a limit order.
What the fuck are you guys doing wrong to not obtain that listing? Like, that needs to be a part of the fucking, like,
I mean, I just market bought the thing. What am I, some kind of little loser? I got to worry
about flipping whatever. I'm just wondering what the fuck.
Fuck no.
I just never seen a coin grow off of one listing and not the other. I'm going
to wait for it to go down to $4. It's just broken out. I'll review this in 2 weeks. I need to get a VPN to read the white paper because it seems flawed. Oh, I think it's despicable after what happened with Luna last year to lead people to this destruction again.
Is this some sort of channeling or some sort of possession?
Yeah, I feel like all of my life is a form of channeling. If you're going to be more specific, I don't feel like I'm me at all. I feel like sort of I just tune in.
I'm really fascinated with the car thing.
Oh, I just made that up.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I didn't really make it up. It's real.
So it's only at a $78 million market cap, right?
Say it again.
Is this only at a $78 million market cap?
Yeah, but you've got to understand, market caps mean fuck all.
I know, but
they mean the price times the supply. But how much is actually circulating? Nothing. And how much is on the limit order books? Nothing.
Anything under 100 mil is pretty. You know, you should keep your eye on if it's up and coming. Especially
I used to love the analysis of the Lunk investors when they joined Spaces. 6.9 trillion. That seems like a lot. I'm not sure. I'm going to invest in a coin with a lower supply because it's easier to burn down.
No, M3, simplest thing is like it's super illiquid and like easy to push up with very little money.
Oh, and the miners are hoarding it because, by the way, Steffi, I really love and I haven't thought about this before because I'm new to crypto, obviously. I've only really dealt with proof of stake chains and stuff. But I really love the idea of mining as a way to sort of take people hostage and give them enormous sunk costs and give them Stockholm syndrome. Because imagine like you're mining, you have to take so many more actions beyond just buying like a normal proof of stake chain. You have to buy the damn thing probably to get invested in the first place. And then you buy the rig, you probably order some kit or you go through all that kerfuffle. Doing the cash bullshit,
yep.
And then you mine
exactly
it for ages,
what this is.
And you're long-term invested, and you're like you're almost planning to hoard to exit at some point in the future when it's sufficiently high enough to make a fucking big profit. But you're really far down the line of like attachment, aren't you? So I love the fact that loads of people are mining. It's like
yeah,
taking so
it's
many
like,
hostages.
It's like the deepest entrance into the cult.
Like, once you're mining, you've got no hope of getting out. Like that's it.
Exactly. That's like what that's how you knew you should buy because I actually said I'm going to mine it. Like that's like the confirmation.
Oh, then I saw
the autistic freak is going to buy this thing and mine it too.
Saw all these people buying rigs and shit and like Jesus Christ. And also the other interesting thing about mining is not only is it a massive investment or attachment or a way of getting yourself hostage, but it's also like a thing you can suggest to nerds that they can just start doing without mentally having to rationalize the expenditure, right? Like Larry or whoever else will just like start mining just to sort of experiment or something. And then they're already down the rabbit hole, right? They've invested their time.
An important thing about these market caps and things to understand is like, so let's say something goes from nothing to, you know, like, you know, a $1 billion market cap or 3 or 10.
78 million, 78.5 million.
Yeah, so MP3, this is how this works. So what happens is you have some random coin. It heads up like to a billion, $3 billion, $10 billion market cap. And then what happens is as the price goes up, it gets listed on different exchanges and things. And then eventually it gets listed on an exchange that has bots. That would be like a KuCoin or a Binance or whatever. And what bots do is they sort of lock in the market cap to some extent. Like they... it just becomes material as real. Like the actual liquidity that went into the coin did not have to be $10 billion. This much is obvious. What happens is the bots lock in the market cap and create the liquidity for you. They create the exit liquidity you need. It's not random users or whatever. It's people playing on bot accounts and fucking around. And that creates like enough volume at any given price that it just locks in at that level. So if I buy at this price and the thing goes up, then like it's just a feedback loop. And then things like proof of work chains will all go to $1 billion just like routinely if they're half decent and they have an interesting narrative. This has that plus a decent narrative.
Bro, the charts look like Luna of 2020.
No, this exactly. is going to do like, I think quicker than Luna because the reason is because like all the lunatics are here.
This thing needs to
every dump. Like most of the memers of most of the memers of the Luna community are all with us. I don't know if you've noticed that yet. Like that's a lot of meme power.
Sophie, how much you bought, or you keep those things
not too
for
much.
Yourself?
But no, I didn't actually get too much.
Did you buy like back then when it was at six, or you started buying before that?
No, I picked it up. I picked it up when Up told me about it, like maybe 2 days after, like $6. But no, I didn't go. I didn't go crazy. I didn't get too much.
Did you go in like 4 digits or 5 digits?
Yeah, like in the 5-digit level, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Oh, nice, nice. I should have done the same.
I want to see it dump. I want to see it dump to 20.
No, like I didn't throw $1 million at this or anything like that. No, it's just too liquid for that kind of thing. But like I could have, I suppose, but it would have been like just gigantic slippage.
Well, it's fine if it dumps because you can just get refunds from Seffy and Coach.
It needs to. And it needs to dump, and I will be buying at Christmas.
They won't dump that easily because like a gargantuan amount of hash power got directed at this. It's half of Monero. Monero is from 2014. And this thing is like and Monero's market cap is $3 billion. This one's parked at under 100 million or whatever. It'll be fine. It's gonna do really well. And a lot of the Monero crowd are the people in this. So like they're the same people, like and they have Monero money, and they're swapping to this because it's like, why not? So there's this resonated with me properly to the point where it's like, oh, time to have big long spaces again and fuck around.
Yeah, you guys did really well on this call, honestly, Septi.
I'm telling you, it's not even close to beginning yet.
Yeah,
like, this
regardless of anything, man. Like, I'm just really happy for you and Bruce, man. It's good to see you and Bruce back together.
No, man. I'd swap it all. I'd swap it all for a one day with Usher.
Bruce and I have been hanging out here for the last 2 years. Like, there's nothing new.
No,
like,
dude, Bruce, what do you mean? Gone. I mean, we had been in a bear market, so don't get me wrong. But, like, dude, what a call. What a call, guys. Congrats.
Hey, it's Up's fault. He made us do it. Yeah, all Up had to do is convince me, and then I convinced Bruce, and off it went.
I'm not touching it until it dumps. It has to dump, and then I'll touch it.
Hey, Tokir, what's
all
up?
All good, man. I have a grudge, and a solid one. We've been around here for almost like one and a half years on these spaces, etc., together now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Bruce is back. Bruce and me are always in touch on other particular social channels as well.
We didn't tell you about this.
Yes, you didn't tell me about this, and now every single day you post about it.
I posted it the minute I bought it.
Both.
I posted it the minute we bought it.
Yeah, but you know how the feed is, right?
Oh, I should have. That's true. I should have like found you specifically and like
you get some. I think you should have.
Like Tokir, I'm going to shoot off my balls if you don't buy some.
More than that, I was in touch with Bruce. I always ask Bruce that. Okay, like he's the priest, he's the high priest. I always ask him for suggestions of certain things. And I asked him, is there anything interesting? He didn't tell me. And then I see all these crazy charts.
Zin picks it up today, though. It's still, I'd say it's very, very cheap still. It's fine. Get yourself some. Get yourself a little bit.
I find it morally hard to show anything other than the absolute bottom. The rest is just bragging, and like I'll write philosophy and I'll write entertaining things and I'll write poetry and I'll write weird manifestos and I'll write weird venomous righteous stuff that you didn't buy because your ego obstructed you and you couldn't see because you were blind because of your own sin and all this ridiculous stuff. But I never really show except right at the bottom when I think there's no loss. I think it's still effectively shilling, but it's like it's coated in ridiculousness.
If I picked up the shill at the right, I think like it started picking off during whole situation in Middle East, and that had a huge toll on me psychologically and emotionally. And maybe I didn't just, my whole feed was filled with all the war updates. So maybe, yes.
And by the way, Tokir, I would point out too, like when I picked this thing up and I looked at it and Up mentioned it, I'm like, Bruce, maybe we should get some of this thing. And like, you know, it wasn't like, I don't know how convicted we were at that very moment. Like, we didn't go into this with mega bags or anything, because it just, like, we were just, like, throwing a little bit of money in it, whatever. It looks fun. But then, like, it's like, oh, like, this is looking pretty fucking sexy. Like, because we did the research after we bought it. We didn't fucking, like, Up just told us, hey, get this thing. Like, okay, whatever. And you know what it is? Like, that's pure luck, too. One day I might be in the mood to look up that shit and go to Mexi and whatever else and spend 30 minutes and do this goddamn thing. And what he did was he just walked me through every step. He's like, okay, go to Mexi, do this, do that, do this. Send over to here, get this, get that. And here's where the wallet is, blah, blah, blah. So, like, he babysat me through it, got me through it, and I went and bought the thing. I'm like, all right, fine. So, to some extent, it's like it's just pure whimsical, like, whatever, that the thing resonated with me or whatever, and just decided to get it. So, it's, you know, these things are luck. It's like he happened to mention on a day, and it was actually at the top when I bought it. Like, it was like he bought it up, got it at 3, and it was like right there at 6, and it just topped out. I'm like, oh, am I buying the top? Oh, whatever, fuck it. I just bought some and be done with it. Like, but I think Tokyo, like, the market cap of this thing has such nice potential that I don't think it matters what price we buy it at this point.
Yeah.
It's all luck anyway. It's like timing and all that. You're never going to get it perfect, whatever. Who cares?
I think I was a little bit irrational with my bet sizing, as in I was fairly convicted within the first, like, I don't know, 5 minutes or something when I first read the website. And then I went in with like a fairly small amount. I think about the same size as you, Seffi. But then after about a day, I realized I could seriously move it. Like, and I could narrativize it and talk to the right people and get a good distribution of hands and whatever else. And also of the exchanges and stuff, you know, open exchange and everything else, like get it on there and perps and everything. But what I think my thinking mistake was that like the price went up. And my conviction went up more multiples than the price. So I probably should have upsized my bet then. But I was sort of weighed down in bias by the fact that I'd bought earlier and it had gone up. Does that make sense, Seffi? Like, I reckon I probably should have doubled at least. Even if it was twice the price, I think it would have made sense. Because at that point, we had momentum.
Yep, we still have plenty of momentum.
Honestly, Septi, the charts exactly remind me of Luna.
Yeah,
I'm
Voyager. You know what will convince me more? To actually, like, even go all in, like, you know, at this stage, or everyone. If he starts posting exactly like, and tweeting exactly like Lord Dokkan. If he puts a tweet and says, your size is not a size, that will boost my ego to buy the car.
Yeah. So, MP3, I want you to think of this for just a second. Let me tell you what the flywheel on this thing is and why this is not like all the rest of things out there. Quite simply, if you had, let's say, your Bitcoin, right? And within the wallet, without having to go to a separate exchange, you can convert between Bitcoin and Tether. And take all that and mask it in a layer of privacy where no one knows you did this. So, for example, you could grab yourself, like, you know, Bitcoin at 16K, maybe you sell it at 30K or whatever. But, like, there's no actual record of this having happened. Now you tell me how high this fucking thing is going to go. $10 billion. Watch. Watch and learn. Assuming that there's not a wallet hack or some other, like, fucking chaos, this is going to moon everything. Like, this is just how this is built. Like, it's like a special sort of, like, black box where, like, the privacy allows the trader to do whatever the fuck they want.
But can we get a dump? Can we get a dump?
You can, maybe not. Like, who really cares? No. We're talking about you're talking about a sub 100 million market cap coin. Anything could happen. Who gives a shit?
Let me do an imitation of the guy who refused to buy at 7.
I'm not buying that. It's just broken out. I've learned my lesson from the past. I'm not buying the top again.
Yeah, like when I bought the thing, I presumed it would go like to a dollar or something or whatever. It'd just get wrecked. I just threw whatever money I could at it. That's it. It wasn't like the goal was to like time it or whatever. You can't like chart these things. It like sub 100 million market cap things with no liquidity. It's like, it's just the order book is thin. It's just nonsense. You can chart nothing on these things. It's just pure luck at that point. Like, you buy a little now, you buy a little later. You just
fuck that.
I didn't want to
dump. This thing's gonna dump, and I'm gonna buy the fuck out of it at $15. Let's go.
This is a recorded space. We're going to throw this in your face forever.
I think.
Why do you two sound like you're like giving an interview to when you say a little bit of money? What the fuck does that mean? Because you guys are gloating like.
Whenever I gloat.
What is a little bit of money? You've only been gloating this entire. I've never heard someone more condescending.
Name one time I've gloated. $7. I've been talking about being a victim and being destroyed my property by women.
Anyway, you literally just said like 2 seconds ago, you're like, I think I'm the most profitable person, or I can't even remember.
But it's
all I've been gloating.
I've seen his trade.
I want an answer. What does this mean?
I put in
a little bit of money, same amount as Seffi, just a little bit of money. Like, what are we talking about here? Why was I called mentally ill for wanting to put in $300? What are we talking about?
We're just trying to protect you.
We're just having fun. It's all sarcasm.
You're not mentally ill because you're money.
But MP3, like, you heard what I just said, right? Privacy?
I get it.
Trade within the wallet. And guess what's going to happen?
Dude, it's the same reason why fucking NFTs blew up in 2022. Like, it's the same reason. This has the same potential. I get it.
No, like, so if you think about it for just a second, like, it's secret. You can trade between the two whenever you feel like it.
I get it.
And the nothing leaves the ecosystem, because why the fuck would anyone want to leave the ecosystem and go to a centralized exchange and like record it there? So the benefit ultimately is going to be people can trade, but like, you know, load up on their bags. And the reason why the dips will like, you know, like kind of get eaten up in a sense is because it's all the same money to some extent. Like, it's just going back and forth in a circle.
MP3, do you want some man-to-man advice?
Well, Technum does it on a soft note basis to where, you know, don't even get started on that. But like, how's the protocol on this? Differs from Technum. Is it the same thing on the software?
I am best friends with MP3 now. So I'm in Technum as well. They're crazy.
I don't know you.
MP3. MP3, do you want some man to man?
I'm one of the earliest investors in Technum, and the founders are very good friends of mine. Coach, you have to listen to this one. The Technum is a soft node technology which has a speeding process of 1.35 million transactions per second. And it's not like the blockchain language, like Solana does or all these other bullshit chains do. So it basically distributes the value through soft nodes. What a soft node is, let's say when you're pressing a particular transaction or pushing a transaction on a blockchain, it creates multiple small fragmented wallets and then recalibrate them into one particular soft node. That soft node is basically the key to all those particular transactions and amounts that you try and transact through this chain. Now, we have been working with Technum for a while. Technum 99% is about to get a very big contract in Middle East for one of the biggest exchanges, money currency exchanges, not crypto exchanges, currency exchanges, for replacing, because XRP couldn't get in. XRP didn't have the technology and the speed to basically transact that big volume. But Softnode kind of solves it. So I want you to consider once looking into Technum, and then let me know how you feel about that.
So this thing started just like in June or July, right?
By the way, I meant to hit the thumbs up.
But this thing took here. This started in like June or July on price action?
They launched the token pretty recently, June or July.
Okay. And then
fuck it. I'm just gonna buy more Zeph. It's okay.
Get yourself some Zeph. It's time to play.
Buy more tech.
So the Tet, let's see here. Tet's at like 52 mil. And where do you get Tet, by the way? Let's see here.
I bought it straight from Uniswap.
Okay, so it's a they have it on Mexi also.
And it was listed on CoinMarketCap, you fucking assholes.
There it is.
Can you guys get listed on CMC, please?
Like, I don't care who gets the less listings there are, the better. Because the reason is what you want to have happen is all these miners and all these hardcore crypto dweebs, that's who you want to buy your coin first. because they're the strongest hodlers of all. Not like random retail people like, ooh, I got a 3X, I'm going to sell, or whatever, like this nonsense. Like you want the people that are ready for a 1,000X. And those are the people that are buying this thing because it's in the dark.
How much of Zeph token is diluted?
Diluted by what? What do you mean?
How much of supply is diluted?
It's a proof of work mining token. Around 2.5 million is circulating right now, of which most is hoarded by me and Sefi and people in the space. And then the rest is being mined currently. And there's almost none on exchanges, which is why the price is pumping so crazy.
Are there any on-chain derivatives?
No.
No. Like, the more scarce the token is, the more it'll pump.
Bruce was talking. But sorry, how much supply is diluted?
It's proof of work token here. So there's about a couple million tokens outstanding at the moment.
There's no there's no inflation. It's mined over time, over like 20 years.
Tokyo, it's the exact same protocol as Monero. So it's the RandomX privacy protocol, and it's CPU mined.
What's the backing of the stablecoin?
Forget the stablecoin. The actual coin itself is mined. The Zeph token. The stable is minted using minimum 400% over collateralization using the unstable coin. And right now it's about 2,000+% over collateralized because what's going to happen is most people are going to
I believe it's 2,270%.
That's correct. So what's going to happen in reality is everyone's been through stablecoin disasters. So what will happen is the unstable coin, the Zeph, is going to basically go up, up, and away, just like Monero or just like any other proof of work coin. And the stable coin is just sort of like a sprinkle of like, you know, cherry on type of thing. Like, it's not really necessary for the system to work. It's kind of like a nice little added convenience so that like when your Zeph token moons, now you can send sort of like a stable variety without trading on exchange. You can send it directly to your friend. And that is going to be a very, very powerful use case. It's not going to be. It is a very powerful use case. It's one of the most sort of like elite dark uses of crypto ever, right? There isn't a comparison to this now. So like everything else is just nonsense. Like, it doesn't matter what other coins or whatever. Like, this seems sexier to me than anything I've heard of so far. Pretty interesting. I don't know. I can see the use case immediately.
You don't know Techno, man. You don't know Techno. But at the same time, you've done a great job, and I'm really happy for you. I'm pissed off I didn't get in when Coach told me to.
I can get some Tectum or whatever, but the point is like there is a like this hits on every like just about every crypto narrative you can think of, like except for it doesn't have a DeFi narrative, which in this case I think is good because I think the privacy narrative actually ensures that only the most sort of like elite crypto nerds are getting into this, which is really, really good for early users. Like, you don't want like retail just to jump in and ape in or whatever. You want it all to be like more crypto hardcore natives that care about this sort of thing. And you want to be those people until this thing hits like 1 billion plus market cap, right? Then that's going to be very, very powerful. And I think it just won't take that long. Like, look at basically whatever Casper's chart is, that's what this is going to look like pretty much identically, I think.
So are you worried about any backlash at all? Like,
People have been saying mean things, but I pick myself up out of the hurt feelings and I realize that I've learned to be strong and I've got through worst. There was a time when my salary barely covered my rent and I found it very difficult to buy pot plants that I wanted because I like to decorate my apartment with pot plants. But even so, I navigated that scenario, so I'm not worried.
I've had a few people say mean things to me, and I initially started to have some hurt feelings, and then I hit Alt-Tab on my computer, and it opened up my portfolio. And all of a sudden, all of the nasty things that they had been saying about me and Zeph disappeared. And this feeling of joy and happiness overcome me. And then I looked at their tweet again and thought to myself, you fucking loser, you didn't buy at $6 a week ago when we told you that this thing was going to go to the moon or zero.
And why didn't they buy it? Because they hate God and their ego was too big. And they should have swallowed their pride and their conceit and realized that loyalty and obedience to this friendship group is the ultimate truth.
I'm just hearing a bunch of pussies. Like, I don't understand. Like, even if you're using, like, bigger amounts of money and you have bigger amounts of money, like, why is it the end of the world to just throw something? Like, I can't imagine sitting and talking about something and deliberating and caring so much. This is probably why I tend to make money in stocks and crypto where other people don't.
Wait, who are you?
Because I'm not thinking about it.
You bullying me?
All the people that are like, I don't know if I should buy in right now. It's like, what?
Don't put
your entire net worth into it. What is the problem? Like,
yeah. MP3, can I give you some man advice? You still here?
I'm a man, and I'm still here.
Can I give you some man to man, nipple to nipple advice?
Well, okay, man, so yeah, I just put in some money as well.
We're openly socially, but it's a man with man.
You're ready? You're ready for some man to man?
Will you hold my hand?
You ready?
Give me your hand.
Look me in the eyes, bitch.
Call me daddy.
my advice is, what do you think makes the token go up?
Blood pressure.
No, it's fun and play and joy and laughter. This is like a gravity well that sucks everything else into it and attracts people to it from far away. Across foreign lands,
yeah,
it's attracted everyone here. It's why Rama feels like he's finally
bitter because I asked for years. I'm like, I'm going to explore X, so I could know the crypto alpha, and then I find the crypto alpha, and they tell me what to do, and what do? Not do it.
I'm not done.
Mad at myself. This is a battle with.
I'm not
myself.
Done with my advice.
Yes,
you still got time, bro.
My advice is, do you enjoy spending time with us? Do you think there's fun in this place?
I think you're the best, dude.
Exactly. So this is all you need to know. You need to pick the coins where there's the most fun, which involves the people you like speaking to best on Twitter, which means that you'll have fun yourself, and your fun is infectious and contagious. It's like COVID-19 of fun. It spreads around, it viralizes, it infects minds. Soon you have an epidemic of Zeph going to $1,000.
No shame, motherfucker! But seriously, Zeph to 15, let's buy in on Christmas. Let's do that. Coach left on a fucking big note.
Pussy.
If you're right, MP3, and a bunch of stuff is down, I'll just buy that shit too. I don't see what the problem is.
Have you seen
how many different tickers I post, MP3? How much shit do you think I own?
I personally, Sefi, have seen how many tickers you... You know, about 4 hours ago, maybe five now, you said, if you have me on bell notifications, you are a fucking idiot. I am that fucking idiot. So I see every ticker you post, and every single time you post one of them, I look at myself and go, you should buy that. And then I look at my wallet, and I realize I have pussy coins in my wallet. And then I take those pussy coins, I sell those pussy coins, and I buy the coins that has Sefi's name in the tweet. And the ticker. And then I look at myself and go, yeah, that's the fucking play.
MP3, think about this. I buy so many different stocks and so many different coins and shit. And this is the one I choose to have a fucking like 12-hour long space about. Think for just a second what that might mean.
Well, just yeah, maybe. I fucked up, bro. Like,
no, I'm telling you, it's just whatever.
No, you have
a bag, and like, don't worry about it. Like, when Up told me about it, check this out, man. When Up told me about this thing, I'm like, it was like $3 or something. I'm like, okay, maybe I'll research it, whatever. I don't know. Or maybe like, I don't have time right now to go get on the Mexi or whatever. Who the fuck knows what Mexi is? Okay, fine. And so by the time like 2 days went by, it was already like $6. So I'm already down 50% what I could have been if I hadn't fucked around. So I'm not worried about it. Whatever. Who cares?
Yo, Sefi, can I tell a story?
Yeah.
All right, so this just happened this week, and there's a thing called Friend Pet. Now,
Friend Pet?
Friend Pet. Just listen to the whole story.
Okay.
Okay, so basically it's like Tamagotchi. That's all the thing is, and you got to buy the token. It's like a little gamified Ponzi, whatever. So this thing launched like 2 months ago, or this is like 3 months ago. And I threw like $400 at it. And after I threw $400 at it, the thing proceeded to go to like $50, and like $50 of my investment. I don't even, the token price was like a penny after it dumped. I bought in at like 4 cents. And I just was like, whatever. Because whenever I invest, I just throw it in and just let it rise and see what happens. I automatically write the investment off to zero. So come to find out, Coinbase decides to tweet about it 3 days ago. And this thing decides to go from one penny and trades as high as about $1.90. So that $400 investment that I literally just wrote off, I come back and look at my wallet and randomly the thing's worth like 14 grand. Like this is not a joke. This is a legitimate story. Obviously God was looking out, but the point is like, Sefi has a really good point. You can't look at these things like stocks. Look at them like a investment that will either go to zero or it'll do 100x or 1000x. And your goal is to look for ones that have a good thesis and a good idea that will either play out or simply go to zero. But your bet is you pick enough that you think will do multiples, and those will pay for the losers. So there have been several others that I threw money at that literally just went to zero and never returned. But that little investment on that friend pet covered all those losses.
The other way I look at it, the other way I look at it too, Drake, is like, what are the reasons why I love this? And I've been around like crypto for how long, like watching what other people love and what they like and maybe missing some ideas and like catching some, you know, maybe missing like the Doge meme coin pump, for example, years ago. And like you sort of start getting a sense of like where your blind spots are, like what people like, what they don't like. And this is one of those things I'm like, ooh, I can see a lot of people are going to like this thing. And I can tell because, like, I know every fucking wacky ass shit traders want, like, you know, who's trying to hide what from where and like all this sort of shit. And so you just have to game out, like, okay, what are the like the low IQ people going to want? And what are the really high IQ people going to want? And that's all you have to really know. And if like it meets both those criteria, it's like memeable, it's kind of fun, whatever, then it's going to moon. And then the midwit stuff is like, well, like people that like worry about fucking like they're still discussing the Bitcoin white paper on Spaces and stuff and like, you know, evangelizing that they bought Bitcoin like, you know, $2,000 ago and it went up a little bit or whatever. Like these folks are like have just lost their mind essentially, right? Like this doesn't make no sense at all. And then even then, like they don't size up their buys of Bitcoin or whatever at the bottoms anyway. Like, didn't I post exactly when I bought Bitcoin and when I sold it? Like year after year, I'm like, look, it's really this easy. Just like, okay, all you had to do is be like, oh, wait, when's he buying it? And like, oh, maybe he's getting pretty close. Like that would have been the end of it. Like it's just not that complicated. And people make it out to be way too busy. And another thing too, is like, if you're going to FOMO into something, so let's say this Tectum thing chart looks pretty good. Like it, you know, dropped and then it kind of picked up again. It looks fine. So like, if I'm going to get it, I should just go ahead and get it now. Like there's no need to sit and wait and fuck around. Like, if Tokir and you say it's awesome, okay, fine, fuck it, I'll buy it. That's it. But there's no reason to like debate it, because the whole point of having this like social network of people that you know is hopefully among all the different people researching shit, a few of them will come up with a few good ideas. And the odds are like once you're getting to the point where you're talking about it in like a space or something, it's probably pretty good. There's some social consensus developing. And it also usually means that FOMO period is just about to begin, right? Like it's reaching critical mass or whatever. So when you guys talk about it, it's like, I probably should get it because it probably is going to moon. Like, because otherwise, why are you guys talking about it now? And it's reaching that sort of like that social virality phase and the very early, especially with the market cap so small. So it probably will do really well. I don't even know what it does. And I'm like, you two like it. I think I'll get it. Like, you know, I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah, it's a soft.
I'll research it later.
It's a first of kind. Like it's pretty unique. I'm a big fan of Tectum. I really am.
I actually heard some things about Tectum. That's that thing that's like that digital cash thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I heard a couple of people tweeting about that. Yeah, I saw it. I thought it was an interesting concept.
Which group is going to love this thing? Who's the lover of this?
I can't remember who shilled it to me, but I think it's like the braver crypto dude.
No, but no, that's what I mean. I'm saying, like, who's the crowd that's going to love this? Like,
yeah, the braver crypto army.
But who's the audience that's really going to love this for whatever reason? Like, what's the market? Like, who's the
Braver Crypto's audience? He's a YouTuber, but it's like I don't know. It's like a degen play.
No, I'm saying like a new like Zin walks in here and she wants this thing for what reason?
The answer is script kitties. Script kitties are gonna love this. It's the kids that run around pretending to be hackers. Did I get it right?
Maybe. What does it do? Let me see. Tectum. Let's see. It's probably,
I thought we were talking about Zeph.
I love your analysis on this. To like dig into the website, I would love to see how you react to what they have to provide, honestly.
I thought it was interesting. I just don't like it. It reminds me of it's not exactly like the RWA narrative, but like the main flaw I see is you have to have trust in their system. Similar to like the RWAs, like with MakerDAO, you have to trust that the protocol is not going to, get sued or, hey, say, sorry, look, you can't invest. Obviously, it's kind of
far. Oh my God, that grifter Leia Helpburn has an interview listed on the website.
Oh yeah, concerning. She's on it too. That's what I'm saying. It's like a degen. It's an influencer coin, big time influencer coin. It's like Hex. Mm-hmm.
I don't agree at all. This is more for privacy and soft. It's soft node technology. It's the first of its kind. It's never been done before. It's experimental play, honestly.
The last time I heard that and I invested in it, it went to zero. But hey, no, it's a good thesis. It'll probably do something. I'm not saying it won't. I'm just saying, just manage risk accordingly. That's with every play.
What I do know is this. What's interesting about Zeph is like crypto hardcore people are going to find this interesting.
I agree.
And the reason that is because I find it interesting, and I know what I know what the hardcore person wants inside and out. And so like this resonates with the most sort of like, I would say like elite crypto crowd type mentality. And I think that results in lots of evangelists once they realize what it is. Right. So then you wind up with like this virality because like those people are going to have more sway over lots more people generally. And that has an effect to some extent, but anyway.
This space has felt like a blast to the past with like, I don't know, the sense of humor in here has been it's reminded me a lot of those OG
Luna
script kitty kids that I love. I mean, I love them to death.
Anyway, but Drake, like, so MP3 took here. I should get some of this Tectum thing and play around, huh? Just hold some.
I think the time to buy was when it dipped to like $4.
I bought in at $5. It's not a bad move. Like I said, I'm going all in on crypto after Christmas.
Simple answer is this: does it have the like 1 billion market cap capability?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it does.
Then it's fine at this price.
Influencers are going to pump it to mess, but you also take on the risk that the influencers take on a new coin. It's an influencer coin. I'm telling you.
No, it's not. It's not. It's just got
Leia Hepburn's name on it.
It's not just that. It's also like a crypto at power. It's a person that has power with their money. It possesses power for the user. And that's the most important part. It's giving more power for the user, less for the government. And it's just like what your coin's doing. That's why I compared it to it.
Okay, I'll take a look.
And I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed. I'm working for Usher in about fucking 10 hours.
Yeah, get to bed then.
I love you.
You know, one of the things that I love about Tectum founder, he's a very good Christian. Very good Christian.
Wait, why are you bringing this back?
He's an Irish man. He's an Irish man that doesn't give a fuck.
Is there such thing as a really good Christian and a bad Christian? I'm pretty sure there's just a Christian.
No.
Just kind of putting that out there.
Very good Christian is who goes by the book.
That's what everyone should do. Well,
okay, hold on. Like, how much by the book?
Well, that's what I'm saying. No, that's what I'm saying.
He doesn't drink. He doesn't do drugs. He doesn't. Who is not a womanizer? A guy who believes in Jesus.
Right. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Does he stone his wife if she speaks up against him?
That's not Christianity.
Yeah, it is in Timothy. That's why I said, like, how much by the book are we talking?
Hit us with the verse.
I can look it up. It might not be stoning. It might be burning alive.
In crypto, what is the common thing? The common thing is that people read out of context phrases and they quote them. I'm a Muslim and I'm defending Christianity, that people read certain verses out of the context and then they put them out there and say, hey, look, this religion is bad because they teach this. I'm guaranteeing you, if you go back to the verse that you mentioned, you will find out that there is a huge reasoning behind what was written there. Not because that it is the right thing to do, but it must be in a very evil context of some wrongdoing that it is mentioned there. I don't know if it actually exists there.
Well, Zir, Zintani, I want to answer your question. You were talking, well, first, I first want to make the statement, there is no such thing as a good Christian and a bad Christian. You're either a Christian or you're not. And there's not like a pick and choose type of thing. The second thing is, you were talking about stoning someone. There's actually an example in John chapter 8. This was after some people caught the woman committing adultery. And this is basically what Jesus did. Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground. Well, first, let me give the whole thing. Let's see. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken into adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, Master, this woman was taken into adultery in this very act. Now, Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin himself, or I'm sorry, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are all those accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more.
Tokyo,
so Timothy began, was like, an example in the Old Testament.
Scripture's great. Scripture's Drake. Great, but like if you hit somebody with like 3 minutes of scriptures without preparing them or getting consent, it like can really push them away. Sometimes it's better.
Drake has Proverbs in his actual picture.
I understand. Sometimes it's better to like summarize or paraphrase like the meaning of a section rather than quote it verbatim, especially if you stumble in the delivery, because people tune out. I'm somebody who I found faith in Jesus as an adult. I was raised Jewish and I spent a lot of years agnostic, and it took me a hard time. I had a hard time finding faith in Jesus because of how preachy people were, especially Southern Baptist types who would tell me I was going to hell and burn and stuff like that. But the scripture, it has power, but when you speak from your heart, that has more power sometimes. So
I don't know. I feel like that's not fair. I feel converted.
I really like that story. It shows the autistic power of Jesus.
Burning wise.
No, I definitely did mix up texts. I've read religious texts of like all of the major Abrahamic religions, and I mixed it up. No, in Timothy it just says like basically a woman needs to be silent around a man. It doesn't say to kill her. So that's my bad.
I can understand
there's,
how you mix up those
some,
two.
There's definitely texts in other texts that are more more violent with how they talk about dealing with your women. And there's other, I know there's other things in the Bible too. Like I've read the Bible many times all the way through.
There's actually one way to summarize it. There's actually, I think it's, yeah, two commands basically summarize the whole Bible. Love your neighbor as yourself and love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul. That's the summary of the Bible. There's your paraphrase. Love.
Who's mining Zeth though?
I am. A little bit.
On that note, I've got to hit the sack because I've got to actually work tomorrow. But what we'll do is we'll have the next space when Zeph's $1,000 and we'll discuss.
In 2025, let's go.
And
so we're not hanging out until 2025?
No, that's going to be in about 2 months.
Are you going to, can you leave your phone on? We'll just keep this going. Let's vibe.
Sefsi, you're saying for a 15x, 150x. That's what you're saying. In two months?
Illiquid.
Don't fade Zeffy. 150x in 2 months.
Why not? Yep.
Keep the trains on the track.
This is how early coins go, man. They just go ridiculous because they're just illiquid. Well, it's just not. Zeffy, it's just funny money.
The only thing I would ask of you is keep your mind open for the whole market. And sure.
Okay. Yeah, I own everything. I bought everything at the literal bottoms too, all the way to the bottom. And if it goes down again, I buy that too, man. Like, you know how I work.
Dude, like I just can't be here if it's a maxi coin. You know, if we could talk about everything else.
5 years from now, every single thing I bought in the last year is gonna moon. Like there won't even be like every stock, every ticker, every fucking random thing. Everything will go up and it won't make any difference because I bought the bottom of everything.
So if 5 years from now, we'll have aliens. Sorry to break.
Yeah, we'll have aliens. We'll have AI running around and whatever. But the point is like, I that's what I do, man. That's like, I get wrecked charts. I just buy the bottom of anything and everything. I just go, like, let's get a little bit of this. Let's get that. Let's get this, whatever. And then when it comes to these kind of like super small cap liquid things, it's like, you know, you just have to throw a dart at it really. And then, these things go up. They just do.
It's not 150x from here to $1,000. It's only like a 28x from here.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever.
I was just speaking up. Steffi,
I think the best reference.
Another token that's up and coming, and we could talk about that as well. Not just one coin. I hope you're cool with that.
Hold on a second. Pull up. Let's see. Let me give you an example here. Let's see. Can you hear me okay? Let's see here.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I had to switch apps here for a second. All right. So let's just take a reference point here. All right. So as an example, Castbook, the chart goes back to like July 22. And at the time, like that was run in, let's see, sort of like at the, you know, like 0.001 sort of level kind of areas, right? And where is it now? At like 2.7 billion market cap. But when things go parabolic, you don't look at the whole history of the thing. We're at pre-Bitcoin halvening time period now. Like money's returning to the market. Like, you know, the stock market's already bottomed the shit out. And everyone's just waiting to gamble on something, right? So like, you don't have to wait that much longer. So really like people are looking now for the random gems and whatever. How do you know? Because like, anytime I post about something now, like the number of followers that show up just out of the blue are like more than the last, like there's more followers showed up in the last month than they did in the last 6 months, just out of the blue. So what does that mean? People are coming back to the market. They're watching, they're checking tickers. They're seeing what you're posting and they're interested in what's going on. There's definitely people coming back. And a lot of folks are looking for all sorts of random things. And if you go to like the Discord or the Telegram for this coin or whatever, it's lighting up like a Christmas tree. This stuff was not happening 3 months ago, 6 months ago. So while Caspa was sort of like an example where it was sort of like puttering along for a while and just started taking off, this is sort of at that takeoff period where it's going parabolic, but it can happen quicker than that did because like the market timing is a little bit better. And that's really all it takes. Like it doesn't mean very much. Like it, not to mention like how many people have already found out about this. And like Logan like posted a YouTube video and it had like, you know, I don't, whatever, 100,000 views or whatever. And like, so like people are like hungry to find out about what this is and why it's gone up. And the other thing too is like price meme effect. Like basically when the price rises and it gets up into the top, you know, 500 coins and we're at like 300 something on this already. This was like number 800, like when we talked about it last week. It's now in the 300 level, right? Like how long does it take? It doesn't take long at all. Like when we had the Flex token, the Ox token, we mooned those bastards into the top 100. How quick? Like within weeks. Within weeks. So like the market caps can be ridiculously quick as far as how fast they move up. That doesn't mean they're going to stay there very long. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, but to say that these things can't just simply moon really fast, it's like purely positive thinking. That's about all it is.
Yeah. So, well, like before you go to bed, will you concur that we could have a broad spectrum of a new launch together for a new token?
A new what?
Together. Just something that is up and cooking, like something that you have up your sleeve with Coach, like just something that we could be prepared for.
Yeah, well, I think like at the end of the day, probably the thing that will go up the most and will probably have the biggest traction long run is the described game that I was talking about, where like we create a game that basically is crypto native. It like takes all the magic of various DeFi and other like things that people like to do in trading and whatever, and turn and gamify that. And like the game itself secures the network and the network secures the game. And there's like a whole thing around it. I think that invention is coming and
that's going to be, I'm telling you, get a bitmap.
That's going to be that's going to be the big thing. Huh?
You're explaining.
Listen, I really love this space. I don't think I've ever enjoyed getting bullied on the internet so much as I did so I just wanted to say thanks.
Why does everyone bully you every time? Why is
she
that?
She likes gangbang. She likes it.
Well, I didn't like that comment, but I did not enjoy that. But
Proverbs 1 minute, gangbang the next minute. What the hell?
Can you get Martin Shkreli in the next space?
Oh, Martin. Oh, God. Yeah, I guess so. Wow, we want.
Wait, are you friends with Martin?
I don't know.
No, but I'm hoping to. I'm hoping that you can pull. I am talking to you or Steffi. I don't care. Both of you, get Shkreli into Zeph.
Shkreli tends to be. He's in the sort of like EACC kind of thing, like the accelerationist AI movement. He sort of piled into that whole thing.
Wait, so is he your nemesis then?
Not before.
Whereas, like,
Steffi, look into Bitmap.
Before jail, he was with the OG crypto nerds.
So he's got that whole thing going on. And then I have the whole thing where it's like I have an EMP bunker. I've got like, you know, like certain types of weapons against, you know, machines and robots and things. I do the crypto thing and tech shit for decades at a time. So I can like, you know, prevent, you know, like save us all from the AI apocalypse and all of that. So we have slightly differing views on how this works. So there's like the decelerationist crowd, then there's the accelerationist crowd, and there's me in the middle who's going to fuck them all. Like, right, with the robots, yeah, the AI, the whole nine yards. Like, I'm getting ready for all of that.
If you ask Martin about AI, he will tell you you're ridiculous and AI will never be a threat. He's very adamant.
Yeah, he hasn't met me enough. Yeah, it'll be a threat, all right. Because I can make it a threat. Like, what the hell is he talking about? It's lost its fucking mind.
What they don't tell you is the EAC is about slamming the gas to destruction. I think they're self-aware of it too. Like they just want the party.
Yeah, I mean, like I get it. Like we're gonna all be like part robot and you know join with the machines and everything. No, I fully understand like where they're coming from. I get the entire sci-fi vibe.
I think they're all suicidal. I think they all just want the end to come faster.
Yeah, the Butlerian jihad and the whole nine yards, right? Like it's all like old stories from Dune and whatever else. So this is all old news, like between Isaac Asimov, Dune, and Greg Bear, and like, you know, like none of this stuff is new ideas, really. Even Alan Turing, like, mentioned most of these things. So, like, so I have this kind of interesting position. So people thought, oh, like you're tweeting about AI, you're not tweeting about crypto now. It's like, how long have I been around? Like, the reality is, like, I have a deep interest in tech, and I think like the position, and Bruce and I kind of enjoy the same kind of ideal, is that basically like. Between the decelerationist people and the accelerationist people, they're the people that know how to manipulate both because they're both stupid. And so like all you have to do is like to rule the world is basically dominate the pair of them and like pit them against each other for their idiotic ideas. But like the idea that somehow like human society and the human's sociology, the psychology of the human is going to be able to handle AI related things. Get out of here. Like that just assumes that you know nothing about humans.
I remember the first time I spoke to you because I used to have I used to have the opinion, not like with the EACers. I think they're just kind of, I love them, but they're kind of retarded sometimes. But like my take, I remember was like, why would AI be malevolent towards humans when they're not like a living being? And you were the first person to give me actually a very good point on why I do think it's logical to be scared. It's if you have something like, that is constantly updating itself.
First off, like the human mind is, so the way the brain works, our mind is actually fairly inefficient as far as speed is concerned. And we use about like 20% of our like oxygen and energy essentially for our brain to work. But it's fairly inefficient. Like the thing about anything machine related is like the speed, the clock cycles are very different from how the human mind works. Like if you think about
That's what I was saying.
Think about a song, right? Like why do human beings like music in the like 60 to 80 beats per minute range, or maybe like even the 80 to 100 beats per minute range. But if you start talking about techno, like at 140 beats plus, why is it that people start tuning out? Like, what is it about that tempo that like, there's a range of tempo. It's thought to be because of the heart rate, right? Like there's a like this sense that like our sense of time is approximated to the range of our heart rate. And that's how we consider slow versus fast. That's basically the mental model that why like human beings don't like 1,000 beats per minute music or 5 beats per minute music. It just doesn't make sense to us, right? So there's like this, and if you look at pop music in particular, it very much like follows this paradigm. So there appears to be this kind of connection. So the way a computer mind would work, the difference is it's basically at relativistic speeds different than how we would be thinking. There is no way to align that entity. Like it just has no relationship.
Pop music is getting faster.
No, but it's not 1,000 beats per minute. No.
Like, wait, what? I didn't say it's 1,000. I said that pop music is getting faster. The average pop song is 120 right now.
Yeah, I mean 100 to 120 was pretty common. Like if you ever DJed before, like you grab your series of 12 inches. And you start finding shit that you can match easier. Like, you know, you most definitely have most of the box will be like 120 to 130 for dance music.
No, hold on. In the 80s, music was not at 120 BPM. Music is getting faster.
I don't know.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, I think it was about when, you know, 80 to 120 was pretty common. The point is, mind doesn't care about any of this, right? The computer mind may have, you know, be thinking in the realm of like a billion beats per minute, right? There's just no context. Like the way a machine will think has no relationship to how we think, and the speed, the breadth, and the depth. There's just no comparison. Yeah,
exactly. That's why I used to have the opinion. Hold on, bud. That's why I used to have that opinion, because the only reason that we kill each other or hurt each other is because we have a root in our biological systems to survive. Like, that's the root of everything. There's no reason that I can think of that an AI would want to survive or want to hurt things that would want to kill it.
There's two types of core AIs that are being built right now. There's those that are being built for war, and those that are being built for sort of like just straight capitalist ideas, like making a buck. Both of those are adversarial reasons to build AIs. So the most amount of compute power is being put into those types of systems. So there's not a good reason to believe it won't turn out badly. Right? It's not like we're building an AI to love us all or some shit. We're not building like a benevolent God AI. That's not what we're building at all. So the odds that things will turn badly, it's pretty high. Like with the types of robotics and things that are being built as well. All sorts of ugly weirdness can happen. Plus, we're about to break reality anyway. Like, you're going to have scammers using your voice and calling your mother and telling you that, you know, you've been kidnapped and shit. Like all sorts of drama is about to happen anyway, one way or the other. So the human mind can't handle what is going to be like machine intelligence is running amok all over the planet, all over the internet. You won't know who's human, quite frankly. You're going to have a scenario where like you won't know if it's general artificial intelligence or not. And you won't even know if something you're talking to is human or not for quite some time. Like, it might take you 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour to even tell if that's even human or not pretty soon. So like all of this breaks reality entirely, like especially like online reality. So maybe we retrench, like maybe we go like more, not Mormon, but like we go like Luddite, so to speak, like where we're going away from tech and we just like hide from it. That's a possibility. I think some people do that now, even like Amish or whatever. But like there is an element where you are going to have you have the accelerationist people like, oh yeah, I'm gonna like jump into everything tech, it's interesting and whatever, but they're only going to be having a good time until their family's kidnapped, right? Like by, you know, some AI scam or something, or maybe they've had their, so like a lot of people are going to be soured by the thing. It's same thing as like crypto euphoria. You know how like everyone's euphoric until the fucking thing dumps, right? Like, and then everyone's all depressed and shit. That's exactly how AI will go for a lot of people that are accelerationists. They think they can handle the psychological consequences of it, but they cannot. How do I know? Because I've seen more people kill themselves than most people know. Like, you know, what I do for a living. And so like human beings cannot handle this. We're just too stupid to handle this type of power.
Of course not. When you think about it, it took us millions of years to get used to being ambidextrous.
Yeah.
Even tiny changes throughout, like for us to, and when you look at the world in the past 100 years, of course suicide rates are going up. Of course mental illness is going up. The world is changing way too fucking fast for us school shootings, the whole nine yards.
The mind can't handle it. And not only that, but birth rates are plummeting big time. So the most obvious threat of AI, the most immediate one, is it actually results in us spending more time with them, which is a given, as you might imagine. And what happens is our birth rates plummet to oblivion in the Western world as a result of like every minute you spend not with another person of the opposite sex or whatever, that means the odds of a baby being born goes down. Pure and simple. It's simple math. And when you play this out, what happens is the more time people spend with AI entities, the odds are that birth rates plummet. Birth rates plummet means economies plummet. Economies plummet mean, you know, like your quality of life starts to diminish. And then as that goes down, all hell breaks loose on the planet as like people fight each other for whatever, you know, monetary reasons or what have you. So what's going to happen next is the next 100 years is going to be the age of robots, where we build as many of as they can so that we can like have them do the work for us because we don't have enough humans to do the job. So we're coming on a pretty significant confluence of where sort of robots meet AI, and everyone's going to want these things because they want them for all the reasons you might want a robot and all the reasons you might want AI. And then like, then all the drama continues. So like, I think the threat is not so much, you know, whether AI is good or bad, but that like humans simply can't handle it no matter what it is. Like, period. Like, there's just no evidence of this at all that we're going to be able to handle this in society. And then that leads to sort of civilizational chaos. And so like our civil structures, our social structures, even our monetary structure can't handle what this is about to bring forth. So we're talking about complete and total like change of everything we've ever thought about. So my thought was then is that what is likely to happen is even the nature of money itself vaporizes. Because in a world where the ultimate hegemon is a machine, the hegemon determines the money, not humans. And when the machine has the money, and by the way, we gave it all of the tools to do so because we invented cryptocurrency, decentralized systems, and decentralized AI systems, they become unstoppable. And what happens is essentially the Terminator version where you somehow go to a base and blow the thing up. That's not a thing. What happens is you're in a decentralized AI world and none of it's stoppable. So human beings basically just lose control of destiny and probably get decimated along the way.
More and we than likely. Get communism finally the right way.
Communism the right way. Well, the machine totalitarian state, which is what I call this, like, it's not really communistic either. It's just like, it's not really clear that what will happen is even if our world is like somehow better, some things are better, maybe medicine's better, and maybe there's less poverty, maybe there isn't. What human beings will feel deeply is the fact that human beings no longer control human beings' destiny anymore. That will be felt. Like, you already feel it now in some sense because corporations feel like, well, I'm not sure, you know, if Facebook is controlling the world or whatever. I'm not so sure if like government institutions are controlling me with, you know, whatever. So like there's a sense of like when organized systems sort of dominate that maybe like I'm no longer in control. And we were never in control anyway. You know, a solar flare could hit us. You know, destroy our civilization or maybe like a meteor or something. So we're never really truly in control, but we feel like we're in control. What's going to be different with AI is that feeling that we're in control will completely be dissipated and you know you're not in control. That's very different because that feels like a prison. So we are basically just creating a mind prison for human society with the future of AI. So like the accelerationist folks have no solution for that problem, nor do they describe it actually. It's almost never thought about. It's always like, oh, it's going to be a self-driving car. It's going to be like, you know, this thing can translate language for me. Like, people always come up with the good reasons why.
You know what, Sefi?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think this is the sexiest idea I've ever heard. Like, I would much rather give up control to a super sexy robot than knowing that I'm essentially controlled by some old fat bald man.
Yeah, and we think,
you know, I'm tired of all the old fat bald men. But
the robot will become exactly that old man that you think you hate now. So the
yeah, but he'll be way sexier. I mean, that's really my issue. Is like, you know, like when Machi runs around scamming people, it's like how Machi can you be bald and old, and still have all this money? I'm sick of seeing it. I want to see a hot robot scamming people.
Yeah, so like I think society's about to go through like a very, very deep and dramatic change. Is it going to be like a net benefit, or like the machine's going to teach us more and make us act better and whatever? It's possible, I suppose. But realistically, like there's very little evidence for this. Like human beings are basically like half of us on this planet are imbeciles to at one level or the other. And this is just simply factual problem that can't be like overcome. So there is a high probability that what ends up happening is we face some level of like just global decimation as a result of this, not necessarily because the AI like, you know, turns weapons on you and shoots you, but that like the shift to society is like so large and so massive that like modern civilization as we think of it doesn't work the same way anymore. And like even the way our modern civilizations work, they don't last very long either for that matter. Like empires collapse every few hundred years or whatever. Countries come and go, and like monies like get inflated into oblivion and they come and go and all that, right? So all of that still will be there. And then on top of that, you throw this bomb in the middle of it and it's quite substantial.
I would love to dissolve my ego and just become a part of a hive mind. Like if the route is humanity becomes a hive mind, because I think about that sometimes. It's like if every single person in the world got on board with like finding immortality, like we all just decided, like, let's all of us work together towards one goal. I wonder how far we can like get.
A Borg sort of thing.
Like I would love that. I would love to upload my mind and just be there. You know, I wouldn't even be me anymore. I'd just be there. You know, I'd love that. I love it.
I'm not sure if it's, I'd love it or not. No idea. Maybe it'd be amazing. I have no idea.
I'm so sick of being trapped in the meat suit. I just want something interesting to happen. When you think about like everything you can accomplish in life, it's not that fucking cool. Like you could rule the world and it's like what? You rule like a tiny blue fragile planet. It's a baby. We have a baby pussy planet. Like, come on. I want to like be a galaxy, you know?
The other thing is like people think like, well, you know, a couple of interesting technologies are coming to meet AI and robots too, by the way, that like one of those is there are credible movements toward the actual creation of fusion reactors in the next, you know, 30, 40 years. So that is an interesting direction. And when you have the capability, and by the way, AI and whatever can help, there's a fairly good probability that AI can help actually advance to that faster. Same way that we advanced protein folding, like, you know, eons ahead in protein folding within a few years with AlphaFold, for example. So what's going to happen there is like, okay, you get fusion. And guess what human beings do when they have unlimited energy? They strip mine the planet for resources almost routinely, right? So the odds are that we're going to dig massive holes, get as much copper as we can out of the ground or whatever. So like it's usually people think, oh, we're going to have green energy, blah, blah, blah. Human beings don't care about green energy. We tend to like strip the resources to the bare bones. And when you have AI accelerating that, then yeah, you might go to space and, you know, bring asteroids and shit to the planet or something and get resources that way. But more likely, more immediate would be like you have a very strong compulsion of across every country to dig as many resources and with deeper holes as you possibly can and just sort of wreck the planet too. So there's all sorts of ways that like the acceleration of AI is things that human beings simply can't handle from any responsible standpoint, as far as we can tell. So like it just, the odds you're going to make a worse world are pretty high, especially because we evolved for billions of years to live like we do, right? Our cells, our biology, how we behave with one another, whatever. And we tend to fuck over animals pretty badly, even though we're supposed to be pretty smart. So what do you think the chances of it, some sort of AI superintelligence not fucking us over is, it's pretty high. Like there's very little evidence that we're particularly like, you know, maybe we, or that we're going to feel like we live in a zoo ultimately.
I mean, we fucked over the other, what was it? 7 humanoids or hominids. Like we used to have races on Earth, like real races.
Oh yeah. They're all fucking gone. Pretty much murdered the other group or something. Yeah. We don't know what happened to them.
Actually, I watched this thing that I found quite convincing that actually the reason that we did survive and the others died out is that we were more social than the other groups, that we were more likely to tribe up with outsiders. So maybe not, but anyway, fun conversation.
Yeah, it's getting late. We'll chat again. Let's get to sleep. All right, everybody. Yeah, it's after the moon or some other bullshit. We'll catch you later.
All I had to say was Barton Shkreli, and I got you guys talking for like 20 more minutes. It was hilarious.
All right, Grin. Catch you later.
Peace.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known a politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Click the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lay stacked and non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Eats, tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Ten spaces.